الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق وفلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are now in the months of Hajj. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, together with being in the months of Hajj, today being the first of Zulqada, we have entered Ashhurul Hurum, the most sacred months from all the 4 months of the year. There are 4 months which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has declared as sacred, and that is Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So these are the sacred months by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. We have entered these months, and millions of people from around the world are moving towards Makkah Mukarramah to perform Hajj, to perform this important ritual and this rite of Islam, the pillar of Islam, to uphold this pillar of Islam. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Islam has 5 pillars, and these pillars uphold the whole edifice of Islam. If any of these pillars have to collapse, it means a collapse in Islam itself. Therefore, every Muslim should try to the best of his ability to uphold all these 5 pillars of Islam. And those people who are going for Hajj presently, our dua for them, Allah bless them with Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. Allah make it easy for them. Allah Ta'ala accept their Hajj. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala include us also in their duas. In their duas. And Allah take us also over and over again to the Mubarak lands for Hajj, for Umrah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it from one and all, inshallah. The beauty about Hajj is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded all the Anbiya alayhi salam to go for Hajj. This was not restricted to any deen or any religion, but every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam right until Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala performed Hajj. Although when the floods of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had taken place and the Kaaba Sharif was brought down, raised to the ground, then from that era till the era of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Anbiya alayhi salam were commanded by Allah Ta'ala to go at the spot where the Kaaba Sharif was built, and they should make tawaf and circumambulate that area where the tawaf, where the Kaaba Sharif was. Until eventually Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is spoken about in the Quran Kareem. وَإِذْ يَرَفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Allah Ta'ala had commanded Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam to build the Kaaba Sharif. Father and son, they build this beautiful Kaaba Sharif in the middle of the desert. The command of Allah, there's nobody living there. It's a deserted land. There's no people there, no habitation, no people, nothing at all. But Allah Ta'ala has commanded the Kaaba must be built. Just obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the Kaaba Sharif is built in the middle of the desert. But after that, the dua, the father and son make, Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Allah, accept this from us. Accept this from us. And in this, there's a very important lesson for any person who does any good work of deen. That after we do the good work of deen, always make dua for qabooliyat and acceptance. Allah must accept it from us. A person can be doing a very great work, but if he's not accepted in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he's not accepted. And a person can do something very, very small, but if it's accepted, then it's accepted in the sight of Allah. What we should look towards is acceptance. Allah must accept our work. A person is going for gash. A person is helping a poor person. A person is feeding someone. Whatever good work of deen he's doing, he must make this dua. Allah must accept it from us. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Look at this dua. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made, he built a beautiful Kaaba, and he made dua for qabooliyat and acceptance. What acceptance Allah Ta'ala blessed him with. That look at this, millions of people. Perhaps there's no place on the face of this earth that is visited more than the Kaaba Sharif. How people from all over the world flock to this area for Hajj. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had chosen Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam to build the Kaaba Sharif. When the Kaaba Sharif was built, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, now give adhan. Not adhan for salah, adhan for Hajj. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Go stand on a mountain and call the people to come for Hajj. There's nobody in sight. There's nobody around. There's not one person in sight. The command of Allah, you do what you are commanded, Allah will do the rest. Hidayat is not in our hands. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person goes out, he gives dawah to someone, goes out for gash, he gives a talk, he invites somebody towards some good. Remember that hidayat is not in our hands, it's in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will somehow make sure that effort of ours reaches its culmination. How? That is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam climbs up the mountain and he calls out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hajj compulsory and people must come. Every single person on the face of this earth heard the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam and heard the call of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He never had a loudspeaker, he never had a transmitter, he never had any audio streaming. He just did what Allah Ta'ala commanded him to do. And Allah Ta'ala made his voice reach every single person on the face of this earth. And they heard the command of Allah with regards to Hajj. Leave the face of this earth. Those people who were not yet born still in Alam-e Arwah. Every ruh that was still to be born heard the azan of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And every person who replied by saying Labbaik, that person would be accepted to go for Hajj. And the number of times he said the Labbaik, that's the number of times he will go for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala make it such that our Labbaik was also called out. And Allah Ta'ala also take us for Hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Al-Hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Another ayat of the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Explaining to us that Hajj becomes compulsory upon a person. This is a first duty upon a person for that person who can afford to go for Hajj. That person who has the wealth, he has the ability to go for Hajj, then Hajj becomes compulsory upon you. And this is something we must keep in our minds. That we, our children, our families, see who hasn't made Hajj as yet. And we must try and make that intention that we must fulfill this rite of Hajj. However it is possible, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must take us for Hajj. Hajj is not a thing that a person can go with his own strength, or with his own wealth, or with his own affluence, or with his own influence. This is a call that comes from Allah. And that call must come from the bottom of our heart. That cry must come from the bottom of our heart. And the person cries to Allah, and Allah calls him for Hajj. And you can ask anyone who went for Hajj, they'll tell you, I don't know how I went for Hajj. How Allah took me for Hajj up till now, I can't understand. Why? It's because that call comes from Allah. That cry comes from the bottom of the heart. Person is desirous. He begs Allah Ta'ala, Allah take me for Hajj. I don't have the means. I don't have the ability. I'm weak, O Allah. But it is your greatness and your might. Allah, you can take me for Hajj. The poet says it so nicely in Urdu. He says, Me aya nahi hu bulaya gaya hu. I didn't come on my own. I was called. Allah brought me here. The person is standing in front of Baitullah Sharif. He's crying in front of the Kaaba. Allah, I don't know how you brought me here. Where am I? Kaha me or kaha ye nikehte gul. کہا میں اور کہا یہ نہیں کہتے گل نسیم سبا یہ تیری مہربانی او اللہ دس از اونلی یور گریس وی ایم آئی اینڈ ویز دی کعبہ شریف ہاؤ کین آئی ایور پریزنٹ مائی سیلف ان فرنٹ آف بیت اللہ اللہ یو براٹ می ہیر دس از اونلی یور گریس اینڈ یور مرسی دی پرسن کمز سو اٹس دیٹ کال ا کرائی دیٹ ا پرسن ہیز فرام دی باٹم آف ہز ہارٹ ایوری پرسن مز میک دس نیت اینڈ انٹینشن ان شاء اللہ آئی وانٹ ٹو گو فار حج آئی وانٹ ٹو گو فار حج اینڈ ا پرسن شوڈ کرائی ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ میک دعا ری ٹو رکعت نماز بگ اللہ تعالیٰ ریگولرلی حجاج آل گوئنگ اللہ تعالیٰ ہم گیٹنگ لفٹ سب مدینے کو گئے ہم رہ گئے سب مدینے کو گئے ہم رہ گئے ایوری ون از گون بس وی گاٹ لیفٹ بہائنڈ اللہ ڈونٹ لیو اس بہائنڈ ٹیک اس آلسو اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک اس آلسو پرسن از کرائنگ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ٹو گو فار حج اللہ تعالیٰ ول میک دیٹ مینس ہاؤ دیٹ مینس ول بی میڈ از ناٹ ان آور ہینڈز دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ ول میک دا مینس فار ہم ٹو گو بٹ دیٹ کرائم از کم فرام دا باٹم آف ہز ہارٹ ٹوگیدر ود دیٹ ہی مسٹ اسٹارٹ سیونگ اپ سم منی سیو اپ سم منی وٹ ایور procedures have to be done, put his name in for application, everything, all the procedures, follow all the procedures. Allah Ta'ala likes that we must follow procedures. This world is a place, Darul Asbab, it's a place of Asbab, we follow procedures, whatever procedures need to be followed, and Allah Ta'ala will make the means after that. Then we trust Allah Ta'ala, whatever we have to do, we do. And then we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will take us thereafter. A person is saving his money, he's got an account, he applied for his name, and he's making dua to Allah ta'ala. And then one day he'll see his name will just come up, and he's gone for hajj, and before he knows it, one student in our madrasa in Sipingo Beach, Zulu youngster, he accepted Islam. He hardly got 5 rand in his pocket, he's sitting in a madrasa, he's learning his Quran Sharif. So normally the madrasa time finishes off at about 11 o'clock, students all go to have lunch. So he was learning his sabak in a masjid, learning a little bit extra overtime now. Madrasa time is finished, but he's sitting and learning his sabak for the afternoon. One person came to see our principal, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, in the office. While he's standing outside, he's asking Hazrat Mufti Sahib, who's this boy here? He's sitting here, he's reading Quran Sharif here. He said, no, he's one Zulu boy, he accepted Islam, he's learning Quran Sharif here. He said, Allah has put in my heart now, I'm sending for Hajj. He called him, he said, you got passport? He said, no passport. So you'll get your passport and come. He got passport. Before he knew it, he had his ihram, he said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, in Makkah Sharif, he made his hajj and came back. So Allah Ta'ala wants to take a person, Allah Pak will take a person. How he'll go, he doesn't know. When Jamaat was here from Stenger, Jamaat was from France, so they were telling us one story, he would give us one kissa, that there was one French lady from a strong Christian background, she accepted Islam, and she came into the deen, she married one youngster, one Muslim youngster, and started learning about Islam, attending ladies' classes. And one day, they realized that she got cancer, and cancer is like quite advanced. So one day when the husband came home, he saw his wife sitting on a musalla and she's crying. So he thought perhaps maybe the sickness now, this thing is affecting her. So he came and sat down there and he told her, why are you crying? Inshallah, everything is in Allah's hands. Allah will give you shifa. So he said, I'm not crying because of the sickness. I don't fear death. I don't fear death because I know death will make me meet Allah. But I've seen every part of Islam. I haven't seen Hajj as yet. I haven't seen Baytullah Sharif. My cry is before I die, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me for Hajj. So the husband says, okay, let's we try and apply. They have an application process like how we have here in our country. So they applied for the Hajj. And a few weeks later, in the post, they received a letter. It was written there, application rejected by the king. Due to construction in Baytullah this year, the quota system has been dropped and the application has been rejected. So he came and he explained to her, you see, we tried. Yes, the application is rejected. It's written here, rejected by the king. And the king says that they're not taking any more hajjis. And the reason is because of the construction of the Baytullah. So she tells her husband, okay, if the king has rejected it, can I make an application to the king of all kings? I'll make an application to Allah Ta'ala. If you make an application to Allah Ta'ala, of course, she sat on a musalla and she cried. And a few weeks later, in the post, she gets a letter. This is now an invitation from the king. And they're looking for revert Muslims. For revert Muslims, and they're inviting them. Special invitation from the kingdom for revert Muslims to come for Hajj. And the whole Hajj is sponsored by the kingdom. There she comes away, makes a Hajj, Baytullah Sharif, she's there, she performs a Hajj, goes to Madinah Munawwara. Hajj is performed, when she comes back, she makes so much shukr to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, whatever I wanted in my life, you bless me with everything. One day, her husband comes home after Isha Salah, he sees her on the musalla in sajda, she passed away. So it's that cry from the bottom of the heart. A person cries to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will take us. In 1997, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with the opportunity of going for Hajj. We met one Pakistani brother over there. So he was there in Madinah Sharif, and he's asking about the Salatul Janazah. Then why are you making one salam? Why are you making one salam for Salatul Janazah? So explain to him, in a Hanbali mazhab, they make one salam. In a Hanafi mazhab, it's two salams. So he said, hey, Meek Maaf, I don't have much knowledge about Islam. I live in Pakistan. I got a very simple job. I could ride a bicycle. I got a basket in front of the bicycle with newspapers. And I deliver newspapers to people's houses. So I don't even have much money to come for Hajj. But he said, I don't know too much about Islam. And I can't even read the Quran Sharif. One thing I know is how to read Durud Sharif. And every day after I complete my work, then I go home, I have a ghusl, and I come away in the masjid, and I read 1,000 times Durud Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, then I make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you give me the opportunity of sitting here and reading Durud upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's my yaqeen that the malaika take the Durud and give it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, give me the opportunity one day that I can stand in front of the Rosa Mubarak and I can recite Durud directly upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, this dua I make every day, I make this dua. And he says, one day, we just received news that the government is sponsoring 200 people to go for Hajj, and my name came up from those 200 people. Today I'm here in Madinah Munawwara, and here I'm reading Durud upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly. So this fikr of Hajj must be in everybody's heart. Allah Ta'ala must take us to this Mubarak lands. Wallahi, to go to these lands, to be there in Makkah, Madinah, is not something ordinary. It's a very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama kiram teach us that when we go to these Mubarak lands also, importantly for us, that the respect of the place must be maintained. In Urdu they say, ba adab, ba nasib. Person who has respect, then Allah Ta'ala blesses him more and more. And a person doesn't have respect, then all his good is taken away from him because of his disrespect. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was a great muhaddis from Darul Uloom Deoband, who settled down in Madinah Sharif. He passed away in Madinah Munawwara and is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Hazrat Maulana used to say, agar yaa rehna ho, to bach bach karke rehna. If you live here in Madinah Sharif, be very, very careful. Watch every step of yours. It mustn't be anything you do that is disrespectful to this Mubarak land. For verily this land contains the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Be very careful how you walk, how you tread on this land. Don't just say anything, speak anything. Be very, very careful what you say. This was the advice of Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that deha agar rehna ho, to bach bach karke rehna. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he narrates one incident in his Fazail Hajj. In his Fazail Hajj, he narrates one incident. A person, he was sitting there in Madinah Sharif, and somebody gave him some laban, yogurt. Someone gave him some yogurt to eat. So he takes the yogurt and he eats it. And after he takes one or two spoons, he makes his face funny. And he says, you know, the yogurt in our country is much better than the yogurt here. So this statement, just one statement, that the yogurt in our country is better than the yogurt over here in Madinah. He says, hear the voice in his ear. Tell him, gustakh yahan se nikal jao. Gustakh yahan se, you wretched person, disrespectful, get out from my town. If you don't like it, if you feel that in your city things are better, go and stay in your city, don't come here. Be careful about how we do, what we do in this Mubarak areas. The person has to be very, very careful going for Hajj, how we conduct ourselves. These are places of barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special rahmat and mercy descends. Hadith Sharif teaches us, person reads one namaz in Madinah Munawwara, he gets the sawab 50,000. And he reads one namaz in Makkah Mukarrama, he gets the reward of 100,000. So amal are increased in these places. At the same time, gunas are also increased. Person makes one guna in Makkah Sharif, is increased 100,000 times. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, for me it's better I make a guna out of Makkah than make it in Makkah. Because my guna in Makkah Sharif will be multiplied 100,000 times more. So careful a person must be when he's walking in these places. Person can't just be doing anything as he wants. Person has to be very, very careful that we are in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We do not engage in any sins, in any gunas. Person is going for Hajj also, very importantly, careful of our eyes, what we do. In the same kitab, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives an incident. A person is making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif and he's making this dua, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika minka. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika minka. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from you. So the person telling, very strange dua you're making. What kind of a dua is this? He says, one day I was making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And whilst I was making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, I stretched a lustful glance at a woman who was also making tawaf. He says, from the Rukne Yamani, one hand came out and slapped me on my face. He says, from that day, I'm so scared that I make dua, Allah Ta'ala, I seek your protection from you, from your anger, I seek your protection. Whilst we are moving in the airports, in the Haram Sharif, in the foyers, in the hotels, a person has to be very, very careful of himself that I'm going for Hajj. It mustn't be that I go for Hajj and I come back and I came back worse than what I went. In the old days, a lot of old people who are present here, they'll tell us, they are witnesses to this, that in the old days when a person went for Hajj and he came back after Hajj, there was a vast difference in his life. If he never had a beard, he started keeping a beard. Never wore kurta, he started wearing kurta. If he wasn't coming to the masjid for namaz, he became a 5 times namazi. That was a whole change that took place in his life, a whole revolution. But that was because when he went with that mindset. He went with that mindset that I'm going to this Mubarak lands, I'm going to the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere dar pe aaya hu, joli bhar ke jaunga ya mar jaunga. Allah, I've come to your doorstep. Either you bless me, O Allah, or I'll just die here at your doorstep, O Allah. So a person is going with that mindset, I need to bring about a change in my life. I need to change myself. I need to become a better Muslim. I need to become a better person. Now he's going for Hajj and Umrah and he's coming back. There's a big change in his life. Otherwise, Umrah upon Umrah, Hajj upon Hajj, person is going and coming back and there's no difference in his life. Then it just becomes like a holiday destination, like a tourist, like how people go for holiday. So they're going to Paris and they're going to America for holiday. So they're going to Makkah and Medina for holiday also. That's how it becomes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that during these days of Hajj, inshallah, Allah ta'ala bless all the Hujjaj. Allah bless them with Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. Those who haven't gone for Hajj, Allah ta'ala take them also for Hajj, that they fulfill that farz obligation and they uphold this pillar of Islam. And for us who are not going for Hajj, those who are here, there's so many a'mal that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Every day we'll get sawab of Hajj and Umrah. Every day. Normally, you hear the people sometimes swearing sahuk. You know, they're swearing sahuk. Hey, these people, they're not giving us the application. This. But if you never read your Ishraq namaz today, then you rather swear yourself. Because if you're a person who reads Ishraq namaz, he's going to get Hajj and Umrah sawab. And every day we can get Hajj Umrah sawab. So you know, use we swearing everybody else. We rather look at ourselves. There's so much of sawab we can get daily for Hajj and Umrah. Person who reads Subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who reads Subhanallah 100 times in the evening, 100 times in the morning, Allah will give him the sawab of 100 Hajj every day. 100 Hajj every day. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person makes wuzu at home and he comes to the masjid for salah. Like he's in ihram, he's saying labbaik and he's going for Hajj. So much of sawab Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Just by staying at home, we can get this reward. Allah forgive us too.